Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacey Martindale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February 18, 1837, a proclamation was published in the Barbadian newspaper regarding safety measures for public health in Barbados. In the 19th century, Barbados was no stranger to infectious diseases, including smallpox, measles, and cholera, often brought to the island shores by ships from abroad. Hundreds and even thousands of lives were unfortunately lost due to these diseases. Against this background, His Excellency the Governor and Commander-in-Chief, Sir Evan MacGregor, mandated a period of quarantine for any vessel which graced the waters of Barbados. He also highlighted the creation of a Board of Health, to which at least 10 individuals were appointed, including Staff Surgeon George John and Surgeon James Stewart. This board was commissioned with preventing the introduction or the spread and increase of all contagious diseases within the island. They were also given full power to enforce necessary measures to be obeyed by the general public. With these diseases wreaking havoc in the Caribbean and beyond, the Board of Health quickly jumped into action. This was confirmed by the quarantine regulations announced just a month later on March 18, 1837. First and foremost, every commander or master of a vessel, regardless of their port of departure, was inhibited from coming into contact with any person on shore until approval had been given by the quarantine officer. All vessels carrying passengers infected with cholera or smallpox were required to remain at least 6 miles from the coast. A yellow flag was to be hoisted from the vessel as a clear signal that they were quarantined. The length of time of mandated isolation further emphasized the gravity of these contagious diseases. For instance, ships carrying infected individuals were to be quarantined for a period of 16 days in the case of measles, 23 for smallpox, and 40 days in the case of cholera. Today, Barbadians and the rest of the world now battle yet another infectious virus, that of COVID-19. Thus, the state of public health on the island quite resembles that of 1837, as seen by the need to monitor and protect the island's borders. With this in mind, the governor's proclamation for the enforcing of quarantine regulations was highlighted in the Barbadian newspaper on this day, February 18, 1837.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.